Hello everyone, this is Ajit Jain from Venture Minds. We are here for one another session on business and startup. Today we are going to take up a very important session. I think one of the most important topic in today's disruptive time is business model. What kind of business model you should have for your startup? What when it comes to the business model, there's a lot of misconceptions, lot of issues. You need to continue to make changes. You need to bring changes. Competition, and it is not only the type of company or type of model like private limited, public limited, partnership. It's a model, business model means what is the overall model for the operations, how you generate money, how you target your customer, how you maintain relationship with your customer, end of the day how you value your startup. So overall business model. So this is one of the sessions which I'm taking. I'm continuing to take such multiple sessions on this topic because this is a very vast topic, and this includes the purpose, target customers, business offerings, strategies, trading practices, all operational policies, processes and policies. Many business professional use business model to further develop business. They say the business model, particularly well-known ones, operate as a recipe for business who are creating managers for business. In this context, a business model that acts as a recipe can inform a business about what ingredients they need to use for become a better company. So ingredients are very important when we talk about the business model. As you can see, business model holds a lot of importance when it comes to organization of business in this day and age. You can even say that a lot of business professionals need to learn more about business model to understand their overall potentials. Because knowing technicals is one side, but implementing no business model is wrong. But has it implemented in the right time, the right with the right people? That is important, because every business in the right industry, every industry requires a different business model, and in every industry as well there are different business models. So you need to understand which model, which area, which geographical location you are working, who are your customers. So why not try building your own target audience? You can even try looking at places for prospects that you have never looked at it before. Why not try and figure out who wants to see your product and services? So there is no fixed model, I would say, which will survive in future. Business model continue to change. We can see a greatest example of the Nokia and Samsung or any other mobile phone. We can see how the business model overall impacted their business. So what are the people who, those who want to buy a product and services, the people who want to buy a product, so all those things. So I'm not saying that your business model continue to remain the same for 5 years, but the point is that you need to understand the importance of the business model. That business model creeps of one of the business model is one of the most important things when it comes to the success of any startup. Now coming on to the business model, now question like probably most important question that you ask about a business to start those question, influence about the business model you may come up with the first place. You might not even build your business model on your own. You might not even need a help of a person, a family member or business advisor. No matter who you are, the sentiment is still there. You still need to come up with a business model, whoever is there. So whether you are going for investors, going for some idea, you need a business model. We are stressing the importance of having a good business model for the reason that you can greatly benefit from having one. We are going into much detail about the reason behind that, why the business model is important. So the biggest reason is that with the better business model, you can turn your business into profitable business. It's simple, though the same time it requires a lot of work. So the only thing is that work smart when it comes to the business model. Why are we stretching a business model? Because business model makes your business more smart. So when you work smart, you don't need to work hard a lot. You just need to understand on overall industry level, all operational level, what your business model is. Business model is not new invention at all. This is the very concept that has been around for several decades. To provide for example, I'm just giving you example. In 1950s, the business model was introduced into the public system, including those famous used by McDonald's and Toyota. In the 1960s, other business models started emerge, notably by companies like Walmart and hypermarkets. Once the 1970s arrived, more business models were introduced by FedEx and company like Blockbusters, Home Depot, and Intel introduced more business model in 80s. So these are, we can see the changes gradually, you know, in decades, how the business model has changed. But the issue is, in today in time, a lot of people don't give importance to the business model. A lot of people, they directly jump into the investors, they directly jump into the revenue before going into. So first of all, every business model can earn revenue. It's not about earning revenue. It's not about sustainability. It's not about keeping a right model in the place so you will survive or you will sustain or you will grow over a period of years. Using technology naturally help business owners and their employees reach target amount of people, especially if the technology bumps the work in their favor. So many businesses use technology to promote their business and act out a business model that may, you know, effortlessly reach large number of prospective conquests that may eventually convert into the sales and all without spending too much money. And that is one of the business model really emerging, that how you use technology. So, you know, that's what the background is, you know, how business model is becoming important over the period of years and how you can, you know, maximize your profit. We'll talk about business maximization of profit. So business plan or business model, there's a two terminology which is generally used in a startup context, that is it a business plan, what is a business plan, or what is a model. A business model, probably one of the most dynamic ways of a business owner to well start their business model in the first place. That type of plan is best known as a formal statement of collective or business goals. Their corresponding reason for attaining those particular goals and plan associated with reaching the goals. Many business plan also include background information that pertains to execution of the goal. So business plan is a kind of a broad term, might not be a very, I would say, smart way of putting your business, but it is a total, showcasing your business in all aspects, you know, theoretically and practically. Many business plans include background information, so it includes a lot of background information, includes various non-technical and as well as technical things. So business plan can work for business owners who want more structure when starting a business. Like, I have a business plan of setting up a factory. It is a business plan. You want to have a structure plan. But when it comes to introducing something which is very innovative, I want to start something like I want to start something in recycling industry, some different innovative idea, then you need a business model, because your idea might be unique, but when it comes to attaching business plan, you cannot add business plan without adding some model out of it, how you generate revenue. You need another plan. They said that plan is more focused and static, while model is more dynamic and ever changing in the function. So as I mentioned, that the plan is more focused and you are clear about, and it is more structured. You don't need to do more innovation. There's less disruption when it comes to business model. Many people use business plan as a way to have concrete guide on the formulating the success. While a lot of business owners do succeed with plan, just say many business owners don't see the type of success. So this is the business model, and there's nothing wrong putting business plan in place as long as it is aligned to your overall objective. You cannot assume that you can immediately make your business profitable just by following an average business model. So I'm talking about the profitable. You see, not every business model works for type of business that exists out there. That's why it is important to business owner understand what business model they can use to make their business more successful. So while we have talked about the business model, we have talked about the business plan. When it comes to profitability, you must know that what kind of business it exists in future. So you every time you talk about your profitability in everything, one thing which always be there in your mind, whether my business model is right or not, am I doing something wrong with the business model? You may have different plans for your, you know, overall operation, but when it comes to overall business model, you will always think, you know, whatever the situation is, even if you are doing profit, you will also think increasing more profit. Then you will think, okay, is it the business plan, which is today I'm at a 1 million, is it a plan is right at a to reach at a 5 million? So a business model is something which not only be seen as a negative perspective, but also from a growth perspective, whether your model is right or wrong. Because as I said, every model is right, every model can be sustainable. provided you keep changing your model, keep innovating in your model, and you keep thinking about your model, whether it is suitable to your overall objective or not. So this is about the business plan and business model. And if I really talk about the business model, traditional business model, if we want to talk about serving as a distributor of both goods and services, the middleman, this is a kind of a traditional model. Working under a franchise is again a traditional model. Selling product in a marketplace, brokerage, again is a traditional model. Renting a location, placing advertisement on website, allowing customers to subscribing a fee. So all those things are the business model. Modern, what are the modern business model that we need to understand, that, you know, what things are changing, disrupting, a lot of digital marketing with the, you know, advent of the digital marketing, what kind of businesses which are coming, getting fees for content. Content is the, you know, next oil, that, you know, content is the king for your business. So if you are paid for the content, then you have a solid business model. Paying for additional content, like you create high volume of content benefit, which is business model, and biggest selling, getting the consumer to commit, paying for something that could be free, paying for additional content which you're using to which is help to the customer. Then sourcing or crowding of crowdfunding. The business, this business model, also known as crowdsourcing, has become quite popular over the past few years. It mainly involves the business hosting services for prospective business owners or other individuals who want to raise money through accomplish several goals of theirs. Then selling virtual goods in apps. This business model is incredibly popular in the mobile apps, and it will continue to be popular for the in the future. Many apps market that are available for free, a low cost, and they sell additional enhancement goods via in-app store. So this is an additional business model that, you know, while you're selling a basic thing, you know, with the relationship, virtual relationship, digital relationship with the customer, you are able to sell other things. Providing a place for businessmen to solicit reviews. This business model is best known for manifesting as business review site, where consumer themselves leaves review for business they have used. So I'm not saying that business model always link to, you know, revenue generation. There are business model where there's no revenue exists, but indirectly, if you see, you will get, and you know, eventually you get revenue through all those, you know, kind of a digital marketing technique. Now, talking about choosing the right business model, we'll discuss about more, you know, what is the right business model for maximizing the profit. Is there any right business model? The question comes. That's a question better left answer when you well actually make a lot of profit from your business. If you make a profit, then you see, okay, it is right business model. But one also need to think that may not be the right business model, same model implemented by somebody else. Business model does not work on its own. It works on your with your own skill. You can see same business model, same model, same business implemented by the two people. But one people fail and another people successful. Why? Because you need to add your skills. You need to add, you need to, you know, realize that, am I doing justice with the model? Am I capable of doing, is something that needs to be improved in me, which I can work on a business model. So this is just, you know, thought process around, you know, what maximizing the profit. It's just not just the model which is helpful. There are some other factors as well. Obviously, model is one of the most important thing in a business world. Part of the entire process that lead to making the many profit in actually finding business model that works best for your business. And you're not going to find a business model overnight. It takes experimentation, testing, a lot of observations. You know, you need to face a lot of experience. You need to face a lot of challenges. You need to face challenges from customer side, face challenges from the employees. You need to face challenges from overall, you know, collection of the money. After a lot of experimentation, then you will find, okay, this is the business model. And geographical location is also plays a very important role. Now, how can you possibly learn more about choosing the right business model? Asking question about business model. So yes, assess your business model and assess what business need out of it. You need to ask questions. Keep asking questions about to the people. Not, I'm not telling give your idea to somebody else, but ask questions, relatively, which is, relevant and not confidential. You can ask a lot of people, especially those who are already experienced and those who face a lot of failures. They would be able to provide you more insights about the business model. So asking the right question about a business model can prevent you from making a lot of unnecessary choices. It's better you have a plan for your business model in the mind before you even start the business. It'll ultimately help you to stay on track, preventing the need to re-evaluate anything while you are in process. So according to one source, a business model is best assessed through its central product and services. Product or services placed as a central pillar of business often represent what a customer ultimately chooses. You need to have a central model. You cannot put your product and services aside and your other things, as future prospect mean. You have a central things. Your focus is on product and services quality. So, you need to ask questions. This is one of the questions. So, we'll discuss more about business model in other episodes. Today, we have discussed about importance of the business model, how industry have changed, asking question of the business model, and a difference between business plan and business model. In next episode, we'll more discuss about the business model, how you decide your business model, what are the component of the business model, how you maximize the profit from a business model. Hope you enjoyed this today's session. We'll come out, we'll continue to make, continue to be there in this next episode of the business model. And till then, have a good day. God bless you.